I joined Marina Mimoza, a young DJ by profession, for a coffee at the OKC Abrosovich Youth Center in Mostar.
Yeah.
It was here, she says, that her idea of a street art festival in her war-weary city first took shape.
I want to make beautiful my public space, because after 20 years we still have lots of damage and ruin on the street, like war was yesterday, you know. All around us was and still are ruins. And that was in some way inspired me to bring art in our public space.
Mostar, which lies in southern Bosnia and Herzegovina, felt the war of the 1990s hard. Numerous city buildings and cultural institutions, such as the centuries-old Ottoman-built Stari Most Bridge, were reduced to rubble or destroyed by the fighting. Amateur graffiti then began popping up across the country as a way to commemorate victims, show defiance, or simply distract people from the damaged buildings. In a way, this new wave of art is painting over the pains of the past and transforming the city's narrative, Marina says.
Like when you see something really powerful, especially big murals, great, like beautiful paintings, and before them was like bad graffiti, nationalist signs or something. People really love it.
24-year-old local resident Lemija Grabic may have only been a baby when the war hit her city, but she appreciates the positive image the street art now gives Mostar.
But I was so happy because they seemed to represent kind of the voice of the city. It can be kind of a sad seeing a lot of the city kind of still in ruins, but having the street art there, it's a totally different image that you get. It's almost the city fighting back in a way.
I don't know, Banksy inspired me.
Inspired by a desire to improve the image of her city and by the artist Banksy, Marina started the Mostar Street Art Festival in 2012 with local, unexperienced artists. But before she knew it, Mostar's ruins were inspiring professional street artists from all over the world. The more than 100 murals that dress the side of dilapidated garages, residential buildings, schools, and in parks range in style, color, and theme, from abstract to obvious, from black and white to a rainbow of color. All have been painted by a variety of local and international artists.
One is portrait of two women who have in hands part of the old bridge. And across that mural is one abstract mural where is Czech and star and moon. And when artists paint that mural, I don't know, I had comments like, oh, this is Croat's flag, or people really had some bad reaction. But I think that is really good contrast between that murals.
Another painting found in a park shows two trees kissing.
That create artists from Mostar and Bosnia and Herzegovina. And they just express their feelings. I don't know, kisses are love, that we are connected.
This is an important message in a city many say is still very much divided. Checkpoints may be long gone, but the division between the city's Bosniak and Croat population are generally clear, say locals. The two groups tend to live on different sides of the Neretva River. Mostar has two official telecom operators and electricity companies, one for Bosniaks, one for Croats, and Bosniak and Croat children tend to be educated in separate schools.
And I'm sick and tired of that Serbian Croats. We are all the same. Always I speak about this project that is something together. We don't promote any kind of identity, only art and love and friendship.
I think it brought hope to everyone in Mostar.
Mostar resident Marco says the murals are the strongest act he's seen towards bringing a positive and reunified image to the city.
Street art started imagining and encouraging the image of Mostar, which is Mostar beyond the vision. It imagined Mostar in an alternative way. It imagined Mostar in a way most of the people would like Mostar to be in the future.
Yeah, tourism are also important for us.
Marina hopes her street art project, now in its seventh year, will stimulate more tourism in the historic city in the future and is working on an app and web page dedicated to the murals.
Lots of people come in Mostar think that it's still war, and when they see art and colors, they are just like, wow, this is great. Oh, we have beautiful history, like old town, and have urban art on the streets, and that is great. It has good impact on people.
Bosnia-Herzegovina may still have a long way to go in the rebuilding process, but Mostar Street Art Project and others like it are slowly bringing the country out from the shadows of its past.
Culture and art are some kind of first step of the change. We start this project and all idea with lots of love, and maybe people feel it, you know.
Natalie Carney for DW in Mostar.